This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.91 3/4, up 7. September corn was $5.33 1/4, up 7.5. December corn was 5.5, up 9.25. July soybeans were $16.09 1/4, up 21.25. August soybeans, $14.55 1/2, up 23.5. And November soybeans, $12.52 1/4, up 24. July wheat was $6.60, up 4. September wheat, $6.63, up 3. And December wheat, $6.74 3/4, up 4.25. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon, with soybean futures sharply higher. Export sales announcements by the USDA supported higher grain markets. The largest announcement was the sale of 840,000 ton of U.S. wheat to China. There was also the sale of U.S. corn to Mexico and U.S. soybeans to an unknown destination. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 20 cents higher at $6.58 to $6.92. Soybean bids were 21 to 27 cents higher at $15.69 to $15.97. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 12 cents higher at $6.69 to $6.98. Soybean bids were mostly 24 cents higher at $15.81 to $16.12. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 6 to 7 cents higher at $6.38 to $6.51. Soybean bids were 24 to 25 cents higher at $16 to $16.26. Wheat bids were 6 cents higher at $6.38 to $6.51. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors cash soybean bids, they were 23 to 28 cents higher at $16.20 to $16.30. Basis was steady to 5 cents higher at $1.65 to $1.75 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $5.49.10 to $5.56.10 per ton, mostly $22 higher. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 7 to 10 cents higher at $7.01 to $7.13, with the basis steady to 3 cents higher at $1.68 to $1.80 over the September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 to 8 cents higher at $6.83 to $6.98, with the basis steady to 4 cents lower at $1.50 to $1.65 over the September. Soybeans ended 27 cents higher at $16.27 to $16.37, with the basis of 4 cents higher at $1.72 to $1.82 over the August. Wheat prices were 3 to 6 cents higher at $6.46 to $6.48. The basis steady to 3 cents higher at -17 to -15 under the September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 8 cents higher at $6.65 to $6.78. These elevators raised their soybean prices 23 cents with quotations of $15.79 to $16.40. Soft wheat closed 8 cents higher at $6.72 to $6.73, and Milo ended 7 cents higher at $6.52 to $6.53. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn was $4.67 to $4.86, soybeans $12.14 to $12.32, and the central part of the state, corn was $4.69 to $4.88, and soybeans $12.16 to $12.39. In the southern part of the state, corn went from $4.73 to $4.89, and soybeans $12.27 to $12.47. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, $122.07, up 12 cents. October live cattle, $126.17, down 7 cents. December live cattle, $128.45, up 35 cents. August feeder cattle were $151.60, down 20 cents. September feeder cattle, $154.15, down 2 cents. November feeder cattle, $156.77, no change. July lean hogs were $101.12, down $1.22. August lean hogs, $95.55, down $2.20. And December lean hogs, $80.95, down $1.10. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 59 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of 95 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of $98.74. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate to good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded from 60 to 65. 4 to 5 weights traded from 61 to 68, 5 to 550 at 64 to 70, and over 550 pounds at 65 to 72. Lightweight boars weighing under 300 pounds traded from 40 to 46, and heavyweights over 300 pounds traded from 14 to 18. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, ranging from 67 to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 9,325 head. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 241 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $106.34, which was 36 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses traded at $194.85, which was $1.49 lower, with select carcasses at $185.13, which was $2.60 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, compared to 123,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 404,000 compared to 422,000 for last week and 393,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar showing scattered light rain around the mid-Illinois listening area on this Tuesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation, too. They understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mnmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
And across mid-Illinois for your Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures today in the low 90s and light southwest winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies with showers possible, highs in the low 90s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, cloudy skies, 75 degrees on this Tuesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Hi, Justin Peoples here with Wright Automotive. Are you suffering from a poor credit history? We can help rebuild your score. The Credit Forgiveness Program was specifically designed to help consumers who suffer from bankruptcy, divorce, or repossession. Come see how Wright Automotive can help you.
Don't buy a vehicle till you have the right price. The right price.
Wright Automotive's state-of-the-art collision repair facility is now open. Free estimates, free towing, insurance certified, and little to no wait time. Contact Bill to set up your appointment. Wright Automotive in Hillsboro.
Need a Kubota? Call Seavers Equipment Company in Auburn for all of your Kubota tractor, lawnmower, and utility vehicle needs. Seavers Equipment Company carries a huge supply of Kubota equipment and attachments for you to choose from. Seavers Equipment also has the parts inventory and the factory-trained technicians needed to keep your Kubota maintained and running. Call Seavers Equipment in Auburn at 217-438-6111 or visit them on the web at SeaversEquipment.com.
And with part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Class 3 milk future prices dropped significantly 2 weeks ago. Last week, the prices rebounded somewhat, but not to the previous levels. Robin Schmall, president of the Ag Dairy LLC in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, says the trend has been lower based on weaker cash markets.
That was solidified a little bit more based on the production report, showed higher production and then a significant increase in cold storage. So buyers of cheese had been standing back, waiting to see where there was going to be a bottom put in. That spurred the short covering. That's mainly what pushed the market, traders getting out of their previous sold positions.
Schmall calls the short covering a knee-jerk reaction that caused the milk futures prices to gain back most of the losses incurred the previous weeks in one day.
Traders just want to get out of position, so then it pushes it further, and that triggers more people getting out, and we retraced, you know, back and took back all of the losses we had of last week.
Since the big gains of Monday, July 1st, prices have been lower, and Schmall says dairy producers would like to see higher prices, but fundamentals right now don't support that.
Short covering probably ran its course, and now they're going to focus on what's going to happen in the underlying cash markets when they start trading.
Cheese prices, according to Schmall, may go a bit higher into fall due to seasonal demand of school lunch programs and buyers securing their holiday cheese for gift packs.
The next month here is really going to be an indicator of how much strength we could have in this market. If we continue to see some growth in the inventory, then I think we're probably not going to see a lot of upside, and we could just hang around in this level, maybe a little bit higher through the greater part of the end of the year.
I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. He touched on some new federal regulations affecting truckers.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, U.S. Department of Transportation, made some changes to the hours of service regulations. In other words, the rules and regulations that tell truckers how long they can drive, what they can do in terms of how many hours they can be behind the wheel, how many days a week they can drive. Really more what they've changed is how you rest. The rest periods that they've added, I suppose, have more of an impact on the driver than anything else that's happened in the last couple of years. One of the things it says is that now is that the law requires you to take a half-hour break somewhere during your first 8 hours on. And you're going to put it, you're going to log it and document that you've taken that half-hour break. And that's good for everybody. I mean, it has the trucker stop. It has him get relaxed, rested. It probably can prevent accidents in the future because the fatigue issue is there. and hopefully this will address some of those problems. Another part that was added into, or should I say was tweaked in the rules, was how many hours you have to take off after being on duty, say for 7 days or 8 days. There's a complicated formula. I won't try to explain it, but it basically says that you have to take, after 7 or 8 days, depending on how many hours you drive during that week, you have to take 34 hours off. Literally take it off, turn the keys off, park the truck, and you don't get back in it. The problem is that they said, and this is complicated also, is that you have to do it within a certain time frame, and it's got to be between 1 and 5 in the morning, and you got to do that over a 2-day period. Well, if you're a grain hauler, if you haul livestock, if you are involved in hauling maybe fuel, you talk to anybody who is involved in that part of the business, they're going to say, this won't work because, number one, I don't want to be the last guy to get down to the river terminal down at East St. Louis. I've got to leave well before 5 a.m. so I can be down there to be in line. If not, I'm stuck there all day and I move one load. So the grain haulers are having to figure out how they're going to work this and how they're going to use this new provision to work for them. And the same thing goes for fuel haulers. You talk to a company that hauls gasoline or diesel or what have you, they don't work 6-day weeks. They don't work, they work 4 days weeks. And they take 4 days on and 2 days off. And again, this doesn't work for them. So they're trying to figure it out too. But we've only been into it for 1 week, so we'll see what happens.
Schaefer did clarify that there are exemptions, including exemptions for farmers under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.